So this is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking, and today I'm talking with Doug Nieper, who's involved with a program called the CPC Job Connections in Danville. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ian. How are you doing?
Good. Well, thanks for getting, as people can hear, you're on the phone, you're in your office and I'm in mine on first thing in the morning here. Tell me, what is CPC Job Connections and how long has it been around?
CPC Job Connections, CPC stands for the Community Presbyterian Church, and as you know, that it's in Danville. It is a quote-unquote an outreach of the Community Presbyterian Church, and it's important to note that it's a, I'll just call it a non-denominational outreach. Anybody can come. Don't have to be religious. You can be Buddhist. You can be a Christian. You can be an atheist. Just doesn't matter. The sole purpose of the group is to help people that are quote unquote in transition, and that's a code word that's used quite a lot today for people that are they've either lost their work or they're in a job that they're not happy about and they're looking for a job. So that's who we are, and that's what we're trying to do.
And how long has it been around? When was it established?
It's been around approximately 7 years. I've been involved for 6 of those years. Dean Tracy is one of the founders of the group, and it started basically with a group of 6 people from the church there, and it just grew. When I got involved in, I think it was 2003, April of 2003, it was approximately 400 people, and it's grown today to be almost 2,300 people. Average attendance at our meetings in the last couple of weeks has been averaging around 150 or so, and it's quite a lot higher because of the things going on in the economy today.
Right, so over the 6 years, you must have seen it, the attendance at the weekly meetings kind of rise and fall with the economic health of the region.
Yeah, it clearly does. I got involved at the peak or just below the peak of the, if you will, the dot-com bust. And at that point in time, when I went to my first meeting, I was expecting just a few people, and I was shocked. There were over 100 people. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, this is now 5 years ago, our attendance for about maybe 6 months to a year averaged over 100. And then in the last 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, things got better, so that in maybe 2007 it troughed at maybe 50 a week. Mm-hmm. And now it's since the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, towards the end, it's been slowly climbing. And then, as I said, this last couple of weeks, we've just a big number of people.
Right. And it, I guess we should make it clear that the 2,300 number you mentioned includes a high percentage, of course, of alumni who came through Job Connections, landed in a position, but stay on the Yahoo group and stay involved to some extent.
That's correct. What we're trying to do is to grow the Yahoo group. We've also got a LinkedIn group that we're going to try to market both of those groups at the same time, if you will. And the sole purpose is, as I said, we're trying to help people find work, trying to help people cope with the arguably is one of the most difficult emotional events that one will ever go through in their lives. There are clearly other events that are more emotional, but this is kind of right up there. But after you actually land, we're trying to encourage people to stay involved, if they come across jobs at their new employers, maybe they'd be kind enough to distribute them to the group. It's just a great feeling to be had to help somebody else.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, and what you're really saying then is it's all about networks, and networking extends to those people currently employed, because you never know, what's the phrase, every job these days is really a temporary job.
That's true. We have a saying in the Bay Area fan group, and that's you're either in between jobs or you're in between searches.
And so for people listening to this who want to come to Job Connections if they are in transition, I imagine you're charging like at least $50 a week entrance fee or something like that. How do you get involved in? Is there a fee? How's that work?
Let's see here. There is absolutely no fee. We'll actually provide free coffee, free donuts, sometimes yogurt, sometimes fruit.
Wow.
The breakfast buffet menu tends to vary.
And what time does the meeting kick off? Is it every Saturday? Or?
So we meet every Saturday, starts at 9 o'clock, goes approximately to about 11:30. If this is your first meeting, you have to go through our newcomers orientation. It lasts about 30 minutes. It talks about the philosophy of the group, etc. It also helps you prepare on your 30-second elevator speech, and you'll get an opportunity to do that when you're shepherded down into the main group.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for talking this morning about CPC Job Connections, and good luck with all the people who'll be coming in and transitioning. It's a great service you provide there, Doug.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for the compliment.
Okay, thanks.